July 4, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Surprising Potential. Opening Prayer. Thank you, Lord, for the power to grow, which you have placed in every living thing. Give me eyes to notice it, and a heart to wonder at it. Read Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 through 35. The Parable of the Weeds. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, 'First collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned, then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.'" The parables of the mustard seed and the yeast. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds come and perch in its branches. He told them still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough. Jesus spoke all these things to the crowd in parables. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. So was fulfilled what was spoken through the prophet, "I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden since the creation of the world." Reflect. Have you ever made plans where the outcome turned out far greater than you expected? The Olympic Games are thought to have been inspired by the annual sports day held in the small English town of Much Wenlock since the 1850s. Today, we look at two examples of remarkably large outcomes from insignificant beginnings, the parables of the mustard seed and the yeast. We will leave the parable of the weeds until tomorrow, when we look at Jesus' explanation of it. The tiny mustard seed produces a plant of perhaps humorously exaggerated size, with a bonus for passing flocks of birds. Do you think the birds are included in the story to show the size of the plant, or is it legitimate to interpret the birds as having a deeper meaning? For example, could they represent those who benefit from kingdom activities, such as users of a church-based food bank, without becoming disciples? A small amount of yeast leavens more than 66 pounds of flour, which would produce enough bread to feed about 100 people. The word in verse 33, translated "mixed" in the NIV, would be better rendered "hid" and must be designed to emphasize the secret, inconspicuous way the kingdom of heaven begins to take effect. There is human activity involved in planting the seed and mixing or hiding the yeast, but the energy required for the subsequent powerful changes is not from humans, but from God. These are two of the six parables in this chapter that are specifically said to reveal more of what the kingdom of heaven is like. See verses 24, 31, 33, 44 through 45, and 47, paraphrased by R.T. France as, "This is what it is like when God is at work." Have you seen or heard of God at work in ways corresponding to anything in these two parables? Apply. For the next week or so, look for examples of God's kingdom growing, however insignificant this may appear at present. Closing prayer. Father, please continue to show me how I can be a part of what you are doing in my community and in the world to extend your kingdom.